Voters in St. Petersburg will elect a new mayor this year. This morning, the first mayoral candidate forum was held, but it was outside of city limits at the Tradewinds Island Resort on St. Pete Beach. Six of the candidates discussed issues affecting St. Pete, including tourism, crime, the economy, and a new baseball stadium. In a perfect world, the Tampa Bay Rays Major League Baseball team would stay in their current home of Tropicana Field, according to former city council member Bill Foster. But in reality, he says St. Pete should be ready to work with the Rays.
I think the city has to accommodate, not give in to or sell your soul to, but accommodate reasonable requests to investigate, because we are partners in this. And we certainly would want them to stay through the duration, but they pretty well made it clear that they are not. I do not support the use of your land or your money without asking you. And that's why I would insist, or I would request of the city council, because they are the ones that could formulate a referendum, but I would request a referendum on this.
Devron Gibbons is an executive with a high-interest payday loan chain and is one of the only African-Americans in the race. He says the Rays should have a stadium in St. Petersburg.
But I absolutely do not believe in having a waterfront stadium. I could never do that. I also do not believe in giving a blank check. So when you talk about the tourism tax and you talk about the city tax, I'm adamantly opposed to raising taxes. But I also demand that we keep the Rays feet to the fire in terms of bringing up something that can actually happen. And so until you get something in your hand, I don't think you should talk about the tourism tax, because that gives them a way of saying, we can just tax more. And I don't believe in that at all.
Alex Hack, who was a former mayor and police commissioner in New Jersey, made headlines last month when he suggested that Florida's capital should move from Tallahassee to St. Petersburg. Hack did not comment on whether taxpayer funds should be spent on a new baseball stadium, only on where there should not be a new stadium in St. Pete.
The stadium should never be built on the waterfront. I have a season ticket, so I believe in baseball, I believe, and I believe in the Rays.
Of these six mayoral candidates, the strongest voice against a new stadium is former city council member Kathleen Ford. She criticized the way the community found out that the Rays were seeking a new stadium. Ford says that the city could seek an injunction to prevent the Rays from moving if the team tries to break its contract before it runs out 18 years from now.
There is an existing agreement. The city of St. Petersburg is obligated to provide a stadium until 2027. The baseball team, the club, the Rays, are obligated to play there until 2027.
All six candidates said that tourism should continue to be an important aspect of the economy of St. Petersburg and of Pinellas County. All promised to be fiscally responsible and to keep taxes down. A member of the audience from Bartlett Park told the mayoral candidates that 2 to 3 times per week he is woken from sleep by the sound of gunshots being fired. That includes earlier this month when 8-year-old Paris Whitehead Hamilton was killed when her home was hit by more than 50 bullets. Devron Gibbons, who grew up in Bartlett Park, recalls a murder he witnessed there about 15 years ago.
There was a young man named Larry Waller who lived in my neighborhood, playing basketball on the basketball court with me, along with other residents, Aaron Dickey, whose Paris's uncle, on that same basketball court. At Bartlett Park, guy runs up, shoots him in the head. I'm standing there. I'm 11 years old.
At least 3 candidates did not participate in Friday's forum, sponsored by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. City Council member Jamie Bennett, Minister Sharon Russ, and retired builder Paul Congemi. Even though St. Pete's police chief insists that the crime rate is going down, businessman and mayoral candidate Scott Wagman says crime still needs to be reduced.
We all know that statistics can be gamed, statistics can be rejiggered and labeled to say what people want. I think the people in St. Pete city government are pretty sincere, but the fact of the matter is the perception of crime in this town is not acceptable. The reality of an 8-year-old girl being shot dead in her own home is absolutely unacceptable and can't be maintained. Assault weapons in the hands of 17- and 18-year-olds will not continue for very long should I become mayor.
Larry Williams, a former member of city council, offers a hardline approach to dealing with St. Pete's crime issue.
It's a bunch of thugs and punks that really need to be in the alley themselves and get their butt whipped good and put in jail and stay there. I was unfortunate to have my home broken into. And the experience is I did not want to hear that, was your garage door left open? Was that stuff? No. They stole coins, valuable coins that my father had collected. All I wanted to know is put the guys in jail, keep them in jail. I don't care about a program that rehabs them.
The St. Petersburg municipal primary election is September 1st. Unless one candidate receives a majority of the vote, the top two finishers will compete in the general election on November 3rd. You can find links to the websites of all candidates, information about registering to vote, and additional coverage of the St. Pete mayor's race at WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Pete Beach, I'm Sean Canaan.